Ever since I started working with my dad, I found that his passion for cooking and serving people is very strong. I admire his endurance. My name is Val, and this is my dad.
我是他老豆，我是姓陈的，叫阿华了，人家都叫我阿华。是我的女儿想的，因为她是第三代嘛，她也不要误会说啊，她是打工了什么东西。然后况且，我老妈只是第一代，我是第二代，她是第三代，就叫直接叫第三代也比较容易一点。我是在这里是卖鱼圆面、肉圆面，还有鸡丝粥、鸡肉粥，都是以前我老妈只流传下来的。她学了之后，她想要自己出来 try 一下，试一下。
Porridge is what reminds me of my grandmother the most.So after I moved out of my childhood home, I start to miss the porridge, and I do go back and ask her how to cook, and slowly, slowly, I picked up along the way.
我的老妈子煮东西是很好吃的，所以说她的那个舌头也是很厉害的人的，所以说有点遗传了，她也是有遗传到了。
There's a little bit of background story. So, my childhood dog of 16 years old passed away last year, and that period was pretty heartbreaking. And at the same time, my dad got into an accident. So he clashed with a garbage collector. This particular man, he drove out onto what was meant for the cars. So, they got into a T collision.
7月23号，我还记得那个日期，那裂了三根的肋骨。那时候就在医院躺了一天了，那时候真的是痛到你真的是很担心说还能不能做。
I wasn't in my best state of mind already, so when I hear the news, I actually got pretty scared. I rushed down to the hospital from work. After seeing his state, he's still conscious and everything, I'm pretty relieved. But at the same time, my dad is the sole breadwinner. So I'm worried on the financial part, whether he can manage continuing this hawker business. After the passing of my dogs, a few days later, I went back to work. I had a few episodes of anxiety attack. During that time, I really wanted to take a break. So with this accident, it was a push factor on both sides to motivate me to come and help him, to see what I can do for him at the stall, and also reset my mind.My relationship with my dad growing up was okay, but we do have different mindset, different lifestyle habits. It is a pretty typical Asian family, brought up the traditional Chinese way. I guess we don't really share our feelings with each other.
之前啊，你看我们在一起的时候，在家里面，年轻人是年轻人的世界，家里是本门关了，不睬你了。可是，在做工的地方，因为接触多了，你跑不掉了，就一直要讲的时候，更了解，是件好事的，肯定是件好事的。他现在比较有耐心一点了，真的变得很有耐心了，不一样了。他以前他不大爱跟人家讲话聊天，现在你看得出他的转变，他已经会跟老人接触，或者是跟人家怎么样聊天。他不像之前说比较关闭自己，他现在已经。很放松了，因为你小贩你一直要接触到别人嘛，所以说是好事的。
Ever since I started working with my dad, I found that his passion for cooking and serving people is very strong. I admire him most is his endurance. 苦中作乐 that means to create happiness even when you are going through some hardship.Life as a hawker is pretty tough. You have to wake up really early in the morning, do a lot of preparation work, and endure the heat. I thought I would be used to it, but until today, I still struggle waking up early.
这个行业真的是不简单的啦。他肯学，肯用心的去学，就是 OK 了的。对我对他是很满意的。加油了，要坚持啊！看春天呢。可以到来吗？做了这么多年了，也是希望是有人传承下去了。有做过小贩的人就知道了。
Even if you could take your bag.
谢谢你这么多年的辛苦，然后我会尽量加油。